Hey, Bird.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, I got to witness the Matt lunch routine last week.
Isn't it something?
It's really sad is what it is.
I don't know why it's sad. It's delicious.
It's just sad. It's just so...
It's so robotic, too.
Yeah. It's like you're a 1950s...
Nothing wrong with that.
Like, typewriter, fixer, repairman in New York City, and your wife packs this lame sack lunch every day for you to go eat.
How is it lame?
It's
delicious.
Incredibly lame. Like you put your little bow tie on and your little four square and you walk in there and you're ready for duty, sir. And there's my little lunch that I'm going to have at the same time every single day.
I know, it's great. Man.
It's all wrapped in foil and...
It's not true. Some of it's in paper.
It's just sad, Matt. I don't know what to tell you. Okay. Corby,
he's good.
You mentioned the countries you're rooting for. I said yesterday that I'm rooting for all of the African countries, which received a whoa. Sorry if you mentioned it before, but what's a current country you're rooting against?
England.
I think England.
Because I was telling Donnie this earlier, in my ancestry, twice has my ancestors fought for their freedom against England. So down with the English.
Yeah, I don't have any fighting stories like that from the family, but I do like the fact that they think that they run the sport. Their fans do, and that they have not won this tournament since before 90% of all of America was born, or all humanity was born, back in 1960. So I just like the fact that they struggle in this thing mightily.
I think it'd
it
be
makes
cool.
me laugh.
I will bet you a lot of people around the world will say that same thing about the USA, having never won the World Cup, and will hope that they continue to not win it.
That's probably true. Like Freddie.
Oh, there's no doubt, because that would be the all right game over, right? Like we've basically now dominated at one point or another every single sport that's out there.
That'd be a
this is the only one left.
Yeah, we've been pretty miserable. Not miserable, but what's the word I'm looking for? If the United States won, yes, if the United States won the World Cup, man, that would set the world.
It'd be cool because our president would be a huge soccer fan if that happened. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, we'd be insufferable if that happened.
Oh yeah, yeah,
and they
it'd
know
be
it,
bad.
And they know it.
Yeah.
So they're. I think a lot of people are going to root for Bosnia tonight, just like we're rooting for Congo against England.
I do think it'd be cool to see a country that's never won it win it. I think that'd be... So whatever countries are playing, countries that have won it, like I'll root for Paraguay and Norway and Congo and whoever else.
Yeah, I just love seeing the... Like Dr. Congo, I love seeing their fans... There's something about the African country's fans that seems like they're way happier than the other fans are. I can't pinpoint it. I can't prove it. But there's some sort of purity to it that maybe I don't see. Maybe it's the cynicism and the we deserve to win from a lot of the European countries that you don't see with the African countries.
Okay, maybe so. But just the pure joy are the... pure sadness of their fans when they win or lose, like the fans from Japan after they lost that heartbreaker, and just see them bawling, crying. It's like there's no way you could like there are times when the Mavericks beat the Heat, we laughed at those Heat fans walking out of the stadium because they were so entitled so early in this whole thing. But you can't laugh at a nation like that when they take this so seriously. Like it really truly hurt them that they lost.
I know. It is. It's rough. And, you know, I went to that Japan-Sweden game and was sitting right next to, you know, a million Japanese fans. And they just, they're hanging on every single pass. And I was so rooting for them to beat Brazil because I love their fans so much. Everybody does. Everybody loves the Japanese fans. Everyone does.
Yeah, I think Japan, Netherlands, and Norway, their fan bases have captured the hearts of a lot of people around the world.
Yeah, no doubt. Has the tourney changed your opinion of soccer, and do you see yourselves following it a little more closely, or maybe even picking a team to root for at some point?
No.
I'm going to say no. Like, this has been really cool, but with everyone just kind of spread out, it just feels manufactured when you just pick a team.
It's weird, dude. It's really, really weird. But that's how every single American, and, you know, the EPL now, they say, is on par with, you know, hockey and closing in on baseball as far as popularity goes amongst people in the States. You just pick a team. You have no allegiance one way or another. It's just randomly, like, I'm picking this team, and you roll with it, ride or die. It's really weird. And that was my problem a handful of years ago when I tried to do it, and I just couldn't do it. I couldn't just instantly feel that way. And, you know, like, for a lot of people, Dave and Bob included, like, it's NFL number one, and soccer is right there with the rest of it. Like, high up for both of them. They care about, Dave roots for Everton and Bob roots for Liverpool, and that may be number two for them.
Yeah, I just can't do don't it. Ever see it happening for me.
I tried before a few years ago as well, and I made an attempt, and I went and watched a couple of matches with my buddy who was a Man City guy, and I thought, okay, yeah, let's go, and I tried, and I just was like, man, I just don't care. I just don't.
Because
I don't
feel we make fun of other fans of the sports that we really truly love if they have the same mindset as, say, just pick a team, and they'll pick the Lakers. Right. And we go, oh, okay, just it's the, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
right.
Because if I pick an EPL team, why wouldn't I pick the one that's good if I'm just new to this thing?
Right. It is weird. It makes no sense from the way that we were raised, I think. Okay, where do you guys shop for clothes? I heard Corby say he shops at concerts and Matt shops at breweries, but honestly, where do you get your normal clothes?
Huh?
I'm all over the place.
Like Amazon?
I really am. It's...
What do you mean by normal clothes? Like shorts?
Like...
Yeah, what you wear every day.
Pants? I think so, yeah.
Well, I got these shorts because I Googled, what are the best men's shorts for 2026? And then these were listed, and so I got them. So that's how I got these.
So and do then, you go to stores, Matt?
No. I do not. No, and my jeans I got, my brother gives me a pair for Christmas every year, and those are the jeans that I have.
And so every Christmas he gives you a pair of jeans?
Well, the last two. So two pairs of jeans. And then...
Your brother gives you jeans for Christmas?
Yeah. They're nice
that
jeans.
That is so weird.
They're nice jeans.
That is so weird.
Yeah, but I get my shoes off Amazon, and I get, I don't know.
When's the last time, besides a brewery, you walked into a place just specifically to go buy clothing?
That's a good question.
Was it the World Series?
No, I didn't buy... Well, after they won, I went. Yeah, that might be it. Yeah, 3 years ago.
When's the last time you went into an actual store?
Yeah, store that sells clothing.
Well, I've been in a Target,
but not to buy clothes.
No,
that's but that's to the buy question. Clothes.
Yeah, to buy clothes.
Like just specifically
to buy clothes.
I need to go get a shirt. And when's the last time you went to a store to buy that?
I think Travis is right. I believe it was when the Rangers won the World Series because I wanted to get the World Series shirt.
Why so Rally House?
Yeah, Rally House. I went to Rally House. Yes. Yeah.
And a couple others. Let's narrow it down. Non-sports, non-beer.
Non-Amazon clothing.
Non-Amazon. When's the last time you went to a Gap? I'm just throwing out generic.
Ross, Marshalls.
I don't know. I don't. I can't. I couldn't tell you. I have no idea. It could have been 5 years ago. I have no idea.
Dylan's right. 2009.
I mean, I usually just wear if somebody gets me a clothing and I like it. Like my mom will get me a shirt at Christmas, and if I like it, I wear it. If I don't, I'm like, I don't like this, and she'll just take it back.
You know, you're basically homeless.
Have your house.
Like, you might as well live under a street light and people just hand you a shirt wear it.
And people hand them beer. They hand them shirts and pants.
Yeah. You are homeless.
Yeah, because all the like little hoodies that I have, my brother gets me because they're Merido. So I get those. I wear like a different one every day when it's cold now in the studio. And then my other brother, Chris, he actually gets shirts and stuff. And if he has one that he likes, he'll think I'll like it. So he'll give me one. I'm like, oh, I might wear that.
And you're the oldest.
Where would he be without his brother?
I know.
Man, I would have. I'm trying to remember. I don't think I own. I mean, this is true. I don't own a t-shirt that's not a brewery or a sports t-shirt. That's a truth. And then I have. Well, I have golf. Well, no, because Mark gave me those.
I've never met someone who is more homeless than you. You just take what people give you.
It's true.
You drink their beer.
You're right, Corby. You are right.
Oh, God. It is true.
You don't go to restaurants. Like, it's just weird. You're basically homeless, but you have a home.
I know, and I don't even
Every other aspect of your life is homeless.
Except the home.
Yes, except the home, which is the most important. We'll give you that part.
It is pretty important.
So I shop at like kind of outdoorsy type places, you know, like I'm always going to be hiking, like Whole Earth Provisions or Tyler's or something like that, where I can get like, I don't know, they have good feeling shirts, and yeah. They have decent dress shirts as well. Not like church shirts, but something above t-shirt level, I think is a way to put it.
I'll tell you.
I mean, I don't go to a ton of stores either.
Yeah, I don't either. But I'll tell you a place that you can go that's pretty underrated as far as shirts and maybe shorts and warm-ups and all that. It's Costco. They have good stuff out there, and a lot of the shorts that I wear come from there.
Yeah. No, you're
just a ton of them on tables right in the middle of the Costco. Oh my Lord, there's my size. Let's go.
Now, 100% for nicer stuff. It's Mizzen and Main, because I love the way all that stuff fits.
Yeah. For me, like, for the nicest stuff is Banana.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that stuff fits too.
What is
really
Banana?
Well.
Banana Feels Republic.
Good. Oh. I've heard that.
See, that was homeless Matt going, do you have an extra
What is Banana? I'm hungry. It's lunchtime.
I've heard of Main and Mizzen.
Where's the Banana?
It's Mizzen and Main.
Whatever. I've heard of it.
God, homeless Matt, calm down.
We need to get him a sign.
What happens first? This is from Tip Sheet. Guess you know him. What happens first? The USA wins the World Cup or Wimbledon gets rid of their all-white rule?
USA
meaning you
wins
have to wear
the
all whites.
World Cup. I don't think they'll ever get rid
change.
Of that.
I agree.
No.
That'll never change.
No. Well, there'll be 20 generations of homeless Matts that are still watching Wimbledon people wear all whites. And then, USA at some point is going to win one of these
things. That'll be great, too, because if they get dirty, they might not use them anymore, and I can get those shirts.
Right.
See? It's wonderful.
Okay, on that front, on the Wimbledon front, Rory is wearing his Masters jacket. And he's at Wimbledon right now I put it up on Twitter.
That's great.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. This guy says, is that a total badass flex move or a total douche move?
No, I say it's a flex move. Dude, that's great.
I agree. And plus, the Masters is the Wimbledon of golf. Like, they're the kissing cousins of tournaments. Like, literally, the Masters is the most elite of all the golf tournaments. Wimbledon is the most elite. It's the one everybody wants to win. It fits perfectly.
I'd wear it everywhere. Church, dinner.
I would too.
Or whatever. I won this thing in two of them. Yeah. We'll just switch them out. I would wear it everywhere.
Scheffler wore his to a Mavs game one time. Jordan Spieth wore his to a concert. I'd wear it everywhere. Everywhere.
Flex on him.
Flex on him.
Somebody gives it to you.
Yes.
It's homeless Rory. Someone gave him right.
But he earned that.
He
earned
buy that jacket.
He earned
someone
it,
gave
it to him. I earned my clothes.
No, you didn't.
By being related.
You're just
to
alive.
You've earned nothing.
And they know that you're not going to shop for yourself, so they just right. buy it for you.
It's wonderful.
All right, Corby, thank you so much,
wait,
man.
No.
That's the Birdhouse every Wednesday with the snake at Corby Davidson. Thank you, P1s. We truly appreciate it.